Mike Williams is a Jet, but is he worth it? Let's talk about that, of course, as we hop into another big board draft on Underdog. 200K to first place once again. Going to hopefully draft a clean team today as I am already in a draft room. Some regulars in here, though. The best of the regulars here. Line of scrimmage, of course, the top BBM finisher a couple years ago. Our guy Carlos is going to be at this spot as well. I feel like I recognize Falcor, but that's it. So we're going to have a draft today. Going to see some good drafters and hopefully build a good team for ourselves once again here on a hot streak of building good teams on Splash Play. But Mike Williams, the big topic at hand here, a man turning 30 this year, a man coming off an ACL tier, a man handing himself over to a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers that is not known for being a great deep ball guy at this stage of his career. So a lot of questions about Mike Williams, and I'm curious to see where he's going to go in ADP today. If he is one of those guys, and based on the public love of the Jets, where you have Garrett Wilson in the first round, you have Breece Hall in the first round, is Mike Williams going to get steamed up to the 50s once again, maybe the 60s or 70s at a more reasonable price tag? I kind of think so, and willing to take some shares, but I personally like individual bets on the Jets. I'm not the biggest Jets overarching stat guy. Do believe that for the most part, it is going to be a concentrated offense, but I don't know that Aaron Rodgers himself is going to have big fantasy upside. He didn't have it his last year in Green Bay. Obviously, we didn't see enough last year to know how it's going to work in a Jets offense. What we saw from the other QBs, I don't think it's going to be a world beater Aaron Rodgers situation. So I'm happy to take Jets. I'm happy to, I think, take Mike Williams if that ADP stays in that 60, 70 range as a max. Ideally, 80s and 90s still, I think, would be good for him. But I imagine if I had to make my prediction now, I think Garrett Wilson starts to come down a little bit. I think Breece Hall probably unaffected by it. And if I had to guess, I think Mike Williams probably gets up to the 70s and 80s. But we'll see what happens in this room today. I am on the clock here. Definitely not going to reach for Garrett Wilson. Jahmyr Gibbs, probably my least favorite of the running backs up top right now, though I'm happy to get exposure. I will take the mild, ever so mild discount on Amon-Ra St. Brown here to start us off. We are live for Zero RB stuff today, but we will see which way we want to go. Shout out to the chat as well. Good luck, Spag. So get him. I appreciate that from our guy, Steel City here. Steel City might be getting, apparently, some new receivers in Pittsburgh. Lots of rumors floating around out there that they might be in the hunt for Brandon Ayuk. Maybe some other big game hunting because they didn't get Mike Williams. We will see. And of course, what you always want to see here, if you're a Steelers fan, you want to see the best wide receivers go to an Arthur Smith offense. That's always going to be a great thing. Falcor here, always listening, but using driving. So you're driving while listening? Okay, but hopefully not while drafting as well. But Falcor here in the room, shout out to Greg. Appreciate him warning me right away that he's not going to be an asshole, and I appreciate that. Hope that holds true. People, just don't worry about when I'm hopping rooms. Do your own drafts. You don't need to be in a room with me. It's okay. We could just do drafts as content. You don't have to do drafts as community events where you make my day slightly less enjoyable. If we happen to end up in a room together, great. I hope we have a great time saving each other's way. But don't make it your goal here, guys, because I'm not going to make it easy on you. After Friday, it's never going to be easy again to get in a draft room with me. It's unfortunately the nature of the beast. Welcome to Detroit City, Eminem song for the ARSB pick. Happy to go to Detroit City once again. Detroit last year, team that I think got very frothy, kind of similar this year to, a Green Bay would be the equivalent. Definitely Atlanta would be an equivalent, getting crowned a little bit before it's actually happened. But for Detroit, they came through in a big way with a concentrated offense, which we'd like to see. Some guys next year maybe take a little bit more of a share away. Jameson Williams can maybe take a little bit more of a share away. I think that's been the hope, at least for a while now. We see Drake London here going at 15 in this room, and just can't tell where this is going to be. Yesterday, Drake London, we saw going in the mid-20s. The steam for Drake London is very high. And if I had to guess, I think with the Mike Williams move over the course of more drafts, I think Drake London flips Garrett Wilson would be my guess. But we'll see, obviously, how that goes. We have Taylor here, who I don't mind. We have Nico here, who I don't mind. Been taking a lot of Chicago lately, so I think I'm not going to go for DJ Moore at a spot where his ADP is definitely coming down. We're going Nico Collins here. It's okay. I still don't want you in a draft room. You can draft on your own. And we don't have to be draft pals together. We can both survive, I think, doing it on our own. But hey, the thing is, like, this room is not going to be as soft as yesterday anyway because of guys like Line of Scrimmage and Carlos Ueno here at the six hole. And then Falcor. Actually, I don't know how to pronounce Carlos's username. So Carlos, tell me in chat how I'm supposed to pronounce it. But I think in my mind, Ueno, which is probably not it. We are pissing. And Carlos threatening to snipe me on all 20 picks. Look, you're in my head. You're a regular here. You know how I like to draft. So it's certainly possible to do that. Trying to draft a little bit more out of type this year, but, you know, we'll see. This guy, interesting start here for Zen Q. Guy I've definitely seen in rooms before. Breece Hall, Devon Achane start. If you are going to take those two RBs early, which I don't mind. I've taken it before. Kyren Williams and Achane, don't mind that one. Really any of these pairings, I guess, for the most part, maybe in omitting Saquon, I would say I'm pretty comfortable with. Taken as a part of a two build there, a bimodal RB start, much like the great Pat Kareen won BBM with a couple of years ago. But I would say, you know, you really do have to dial back off of running back if you're going to do that. So we'll see if Zen Q sticks the landing on that one. You don't even know. Oh, interesting. Interesting approach. I just think of Ueno, but we'll find out hopefully from Carlos at some point. I hate when people have no stacks. Just pick one of your stacks, 10 plus picks past ADP. Well, yeah, past ADP, you know, it's kind of on you. You got to get your guys when you have to get them. Though obviously still very tilting no matter what. But before ADP is where the big annoyances are, where it's like guys reaching around for things, not knowing how to manage a room. That's, you know, that's the issue we've had with the guys on Friday. In particular, our guy Michael Thomas, who never forget the bad drafts. You don't know. You don't even know. All right, there we go. I think it's still Ueno. I think it sounds like a Moana character. I've actually never seen Moana. I know I'm supposed to be good. I'm sure at some point I'll be forced to watch with Luca, but I have not. Oh, it's a song. Oh, look at this guy. Oh, Carlos knows songs. Whatever. Fuck off. Juchette here in the three hole going heavy wide receiver two line of scrimmage. Charlie here going to the two hole. Charlie, by the way, probably a subscriber. I didn't even realize. So shout out to Charlie, line of scrimmage, doing a great job supporting America's favorite me. All right, what are we gonna do with this pick coming up here? This running back range, not the most appealing. Josh Jacobs, you can make a case to take some shares of, though. Wouldn't hate that one, but I think we have enough receivers on the board that we'll probably go a different direction. Oh, there we go. There's Charlie. My hero, Charlie, who's helping me keep that churn rate down on Probably, which I appreciate, where we have to go to investor meetings next week. All right, so we have the obvious Laporta thing here. I think Mike Evans would be a nice pick here to get out of type. I think a lot of people will take Laporta at this spot. Getting a slight discount on Mike Evans, and frankly, the situation for Mike Evans, besides him being a year older, is exactly the same as last year, so... Mike Evans, come on down. Malik Nabers goes at 29 to Falcor here. He would have been a nice pick as well, but I'm happy to get Mike Evans, I think. Not a big gambler. Want to support you. Thank you, Charlie. I mean, look, hey, if ever there's a time to gamble, March Madness will be it. And honestly, the run we were on for probably the start this month is one of the craziest. If you guys missed it, I'm not uploading the picket right now. Well, so here's what happened is I put the picket on the TikTok version of the video and on Twitter today. Did not put it on the YouTube version because I was like, I hate red days. I hate red days and I don't want to show them. But I realized that part of my success, hopefully, is like both a best ball creator, a personality, and doing this betting stuff for a while, fantasy stuff for a while. And it also, for Probably, is like just being honest about stuff. So we lost like 2.5 units yesterday, I think 2.3 units, if I want to be technical about it. And it's like, I put it in the TikTok because it's not going to help with clicks, but ultimately, that's what the process is. But it's tough with betting stuff, man. It's tough to like market because you have to basically do the shit. Like a lot of people open on TikTok, their videos going, oh, it's so easy to win money in the NBA. Here's how you could win money today. And then the comments will be like, you lost the last 5 days. It's like that's like legit every video on TikTok. Here's the locks of the day. And then people commenting like, oh, you've been losing regularly. And then I, you know, we were crushing, winning over 28 units in the first half of the month. And I have to go like, yeah, we lost yesterday and I'm fucking bummed. It's like, I don't know that that's the right way to market a betting app product, but you know. I do. It's just, you know, it's like, I think sometimes you can not show them as well, but you talk about them. I think it's an okay thing, but I always acknowledge them in some way. But anyway, point being probably still up over 25 units in this first 20 days of me doing content in the month, which is basically like about 16 actual days. So feeling good about it. Good product for yourself for March Madness. Check it out. I'll put the little promo up. And of course, if you do want to be a guest host on Splash Play, I think I owe Chunk a reply on DM, but we're going to have the first guest host coming up soon and then one of you guys next month. So give 5 stars interview to Probably on the App Store if you want to be a guest host on Splash Play coming up. And then you actually can draft with me. There's the perk. You actually get to draft with me then. 0-0-3-0 for me. We will see what we do with this pick. Was not able to force Laporta all the way back, which is not a surprise. Laporta, about as public of a player as could be coming off the season he had. Devontae wouldn't mind. Cooper Kupp wouldn't mind. Jalen Hurts, a couple picks after ADP, I wouldn't mind, but we are going to have nothing correlated with him that would make me feel the best. I am going to keep with this veteran heavy theme, I think, and go to Mr. Cooper Kupp here. Cooper Kupp, wide receiver 4 for me. Monra St. Brown, Nico Collins, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp. Timing on the underdog screen is a little bit off, where it has me on 0 seconds for like 5 seconds every time. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Nico Collins, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp is a start. I personally still believe that Cooper Kupp is undervalued in that Rams offense. Obviously, the injury stuff, not great for him. Still, for the most part, I'm willing to buy on the positive side of anybody, especially a guy that's shown me enough in the past. And for Cooper Kupp, you are getting pretty good leverage on a guy going in the first round for Puka Nacua. So as long as Kupp gives you a decent season and then he shows up in week 17, just getting that leverage heading into week 17 for a guy like Puka, who maybe could advance a lot of teams. We just don't know how that's going to go. I think it's still a great pick to have for the most part in your portfolio. Let's see. Ben Age has got to get team names wherever I can. Oh, there we go. I don't know what that's about. Spags, show the full week green and red. I do. I do indeed. Please show cock for transparency. I don't think that's all the transparency you want from your betting creators, I hope. If it is, then I guess I'm not playing the game right. I'm lit about it, so I got too high the other morning and fucked up my beard shaving, so I look like a fucking leprechaun. Can't wait to see Chunk live. Chunk, one of the guys who had submitted here the 5 stars interview to get an entry. He's the only guy I haven't had on camera yet, so I'm excited to see that. Our guy Ross, too, now is a comment in, so hopefully I can get him. But Mathology, Bindle's hot competition. And spoiler alert, if you leave a review, you're probably going to get on stream at some point this year, whether it be in a batch or not, but it'll happen. So just give me those sweet reviews, baby. we got a lot of guys here going aggressive zero RB, extreme zero RB to start. Juchette in the 3-hole continues it with Zay Flowers. I think I like my zero RB run better than his, but probably 1-to-1. Line of scrimmage breaks the Jalen Hurts fast, takes him at 47. Nice discount on Jalen Hurts. Obviously, no correlation for line of scrimmage there, but you got to take that pick. I mean, I was willing to do it at 41 for the 5-pick discount, so him doing it for an 11-pick discount, pretty nice for Jalen Hurts. When the app goes on Google Play Store, we'll get it on at some point at Google Play. It's the one thing we're kind of saving the show to show like immediately more growth after we do get the funding in. So we're gonna do that at some point. Right now, we're focused on the product. We've had a couple issues with like people paying for the premium product and then like it not syncing correctly. So we're trying to figure that stuff out while we make a few more improvements. That should be coming soon, by the way. Some filtering changes, a tutorial video. It's going to load on probably. Those launches are coming up within hopefully the next day or two. Thomas asked a question, actually, which our guy Port asked me yesterday, too. Any plans to do rookie sophomore drafts? I don't really care enough about it. And I was saying to Port, kind of feel like it's a player picking tournament more than it is a structural thing because stacking is kind of hard. And then also, you know, like for me last year, I was just tilted. I didn't do enough of them to really for it to matter. But like I had AR and Watson in every draft. It's like those guys were Christian Watson, of course. Those guys were still okay picks, but like they got hurt. So then the run bad was just that my player picking got hurt. I just don't like the format that much personally, but obviously I support you guys doing it. You guys know the rookies I like and the sophomores as well, I would say at this point. So that'd be what I would advocate for, but it really is like a player picking draft more than anything. I hope it's not Snipe Wednesday. I don't wish it to be Snipe Wednesday. I wish it to be peaceful, relaxing day Wednesday. Carlos takes AR here with Michael Pittman. So he set up his stack, got his guy. And I'm going to get a guy that I like that I frankly feel like escapes me in ADP a lot. I'm going to take CJ Stroud. Could push him around because I'm only competing with Charlie for him theoretically, but I don't trust this turn here. These guys seem to be taking dudes with a little bit less rhyme or reason, so I want to get Stroud and lock him down. And really, I think this is one of very few Stroud shares I have because he is really frothy in a lot of these rooms. But I got Nico. If you have Nico in tank, I think you should try to take Stroud if you can get him at or a little bit after ADP. So I'm happy to do that here and break my extreme zero RB run. I guess technically not because we didn't take a running back. But the team so far, Amon-Ra, Nico Collins, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp, and CJ Stroud. Yeah, it's not on Google Store, but you can use it on the website version. It's still, like, you go to probably.com, it's the same thing. The people I know were trying to save it as an app, too, and it's like, don't save it as an app. Just use it as a website for now. But yeah, like, that's at some point it'll be live, just not there yet. Have I considered putting more prop bets? Well, there's already all the prop bets. Why would I have to put more prop bets? That's primarily what we hit. We have derivatives. We're one of the few apps out there with like derivatives on alternate spreads and all that. But yeah, we have props are the main thing you're going to get. If you have a membership and you search by probably score over 4 is what I recommend, but you're going to find a lot of props. That's what I give pretty much every day. Like today, I think was like 14 out of 15 bets I gave were props. So pretty standard. Yeah, that's the difference between doing ones on stream, Caruso, in here. That's why I don't. It's again why we're trying to keep the stream rooms pristine, because I have not gone Stroud after ADP once in these rooms. So, you know, and that's obviously, you know, if I'm taking Stroud, I want to have one of Nico and Tank. I don't think it makes sense to take an unstacked Stroud at this point. But yeah, like I'm not, it's, I want softer rooms for myself. That's why we're mixing up the timings here. All right. Addison goes at the turn. Marquise Brown goes again. Brown, this is his new home. I got to think that Brown is going to come up in the 50s. Just too much froth for him so far until KC adds another receiver, which can happen in the draft. Can happen for somebody cheaply, but yeah. All right. 1040. See a couple players I wouldn't mind taking here. Which ones? We'll find out in a moment. Come on, FFB Holtz. See, like, that's the thing. So Underdog starts my clock 9 seconds late, but then extends the zero clock 9 seconds more. So it really throws me for a loop every time. So I think that Brian Thomas is a better pick than Calvin Ridley, but we have a shot to hit a week 17 correlation. Houston can play Tennessee again then. I'm willing to take Ridley here. I've got enough Brian Thomas. I know Brian Thomas is one of my cushy spots I've been taking since he proved it with the RAS performance at the combine. So team so far, CJ Stroud, Amon-Ra, Nico, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp, Calvin Ridley. Could have broken the veteranness with my, that would have been the thing with Brian Thomas. Would have made a little bit less of an old dusty team, but Ridley got the big money. I do believe in the upgrade there, going to Brian Callahan as head coach, bringing in some Cincinnati principles. Clearly, the willfulness and adding a second receiver of value mattered a lot there. So I'm happy to get Calvin Ridley in this particular draft, but we will see. Where did DJ M go? DJ Moore went at 21 here. He should probably, to me, be down in this range. I think late 20s would be nice. But I, you know, with the fact that he was going at the 1-2 turn so often before, I think in the big board, you should be willing to take him here. But to me, like the proper price and the one that I imagine he'll have in BBM is going to be closer to a neighbor's Pittman, maybe in this range, I would think. And Keenan Allen's coming down a little bit too. These guys should be pretty 1-to-1, I think. Keenan Allen a little bit older, obviously, but they should be closer for sure. Let's see. For Prize Picks and Underdog style props, like what you should just do is go on probably, and honestly, you don't even have to pay for this. You just have to create an account to sort by probability, pick all the ones over 54% probability. And if you have a line on Prize Picks, it's the same thing. Just take it. That's like, we're going to make it simpler, like a little more idiot proof, I think, like Chunk is intimating. But that's what I would do right now is I would just go on and like use it like a Prize Picks optimizer without actually having the Prize Picks lines on it. But you know, that's obviously a little bit of a workaround there, but that's the best way to do it. Finally caught that Friday splash play. Wow. Yeah. It was a great purge. And as you can tell, streams this week have been a lot more pleasant. So look, sometimes you got, you know, as a host here, somebody that's been doing content long enough, I can identify sometimes like the things that are drag on content. So I try to, you know, try to work it around. And for those two guys in particular, just being belligerent about it for multiple streams in a row, just, you know, we don't need everybody to watch Splash Play, but I do want you, the person watching this one, to watch Splash Play. So that's the main thing here. Subscribe down below, hit the like button, leave a comment. Of course, new drafts every Monday to Friday at 11 a.m. Fun stuff come up as well, especially for the members of Splash Play. Does look like, caught up with Pete yesterday, they were going to sync in Splash Play into depositing Discord, where your membership will now give you another private channel on there where I can then put out the SPAGs ranking stuff. Can also be a little more accessible because frankly, right now, I don't make money off of, you know, being on Discord. Like there's nothing here that like, it's just a thing that I have to do. And if I get tagged, I make sure to reply, but like, it's not part of my normal process, but now that it is going to be a thing that we're tying in with the Splash Play YouTube, I'm going to be on there a little bit more. And that was always kind of my plan. So something to look forward to here. I'll have more about that and some more stuff, hopefully coming up with Pete in the next few weeks. Exciting things here. Very glad to catch up with our pal. Okay, good. Yeah. If you're already doing that, that's the main thing, but you know, pay for a membership too. If it works, pay for a membership. But yeah, with Prize Picks, it's certainly the most difficult one. Oh, Pete's actually texting me right now. Yeah, there's a new setup there, I think, for it. Okay. All right. Well, I'll look at that in a moment. All right. We're on the clock here. Big running back pocket, which is good for us. We have the New Orleans, we have the Tampa Bay bet. So New Orleans bet at running back would be okay. Kamara, not my favorite player, but 11 picks, or I guess, no, more than that. A little bit more than 11 picks after ADP. We're going to take him. Kamara, first running back for me off the board. Did I take second round Saquon and Pete's draft the other day? Defend yourself. I mean, I talked about it because I was doing my stream at the same time. I think that he is appropriately valued going in the 19s to 20s. A little bit less willing to go to the 1-2 turn, though. If that's where he's going to go, it's where you have to take him. But he's going to an offense that wants to use him, a team that's paying him a lot of money. Don't think he's good still. He's not talented. His analytics are worse than many running backs who would have done, I think, better things in Philadelphia. But team intent is a big part of this as well. So I'm trying to not, you know, like, he's a negative EPA receiver, negative EPA rusher, a guy that's avoided tackle rate, getting closer to 10%. Then it's not good. So for him, I just don't think he's a player that people are drafting him at. But as a part of this Philadelphia offense, and as well in one that, you know, when you sign Kenny Pickett, you are portending less QB runs, even if it's not going to be zero QB runs. I think these are positives for Saquon. So it's all relative to the price point. Again, I'm not going to go out of my way to reach to get him. I'm not going to do that with any running back, really. But for Saquon, there's going to be 20-point games. There's going to be 30-point games. I'm not going to have zero in the portfolio, unfortunately. Friday Share is the talk of the town. Heard it referenced in other people's streams. What are people saying? I don't know. Look, I'm the only one out here who's doing this every day. And, like, you know, I was talking to Pete yesterday, and he was talking to me about a little bit about, like, how he got kind of felt drained by the process of doing all the live streams last year. So I'm doing it now from, you know, from January. So you're going to see there's ebbs and flows with it. But in particular, like, you know, I have to be mindful of, as the channel grows, is it growing with people that I want to be in the mix and people that are going to actually add value? And a lot of you guys do add tremendous value. Like, guys like Adam, I pointed out, you know, opening my eyes to things that I haven't thought of before. And then sometimes I don't agree. Sometimes I do. And sometimes I, you know, come along when I see things that add to the data and the picture and make more sense for me. You know, that's the positive. That's what I like about Splash Play. So that's what I'm always going to try to do. I don't want to be the fantasy flock and be the conversion funnel for, like, people who are just learning about this stuff. Like, it's not fun for me. So we got to do things we got to do, baby. All right. We're on the clock. Another pick here. Again, wide receiver got bled out, so they're all reaching for that. I could take what I want at running back, and I think with the bet on Tennessee, we should take Tony Pollard. Not the most excited for Tony Pollard, but these are nice running back discounts here. Alvin Kamara, Tony Pollard. Team so far, we have CJ Stroud at QB, Kamara and Pollard at running back at big discounts. Amon-Ra, Nico Collins, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp, and Calvin Ridley, decent discounts as well at wide receiver. No tight end is a big flaw, obviously, but I think this is, you're seeing kind of live on screen the benefit of timing a zero RB run well, where I then get the discounted running backs as a result of these guys having to flock to get receivers. So I like that one quite a bit. Makes me feel all warm and fuzzy hearing you talk kindly about me. Look, you know, you got to point out, if you're going to point out the people who suck, you got to point out the people who are good. And guys like, you know, guys like Tyler, guys like Bindles, who are regulars here, these guys have been here for a while, adding value, I think, like every day. And, you know, lots of other names. Who's your Devo too lately? So I know all you. You guys are my internet pals. I know you all. I want to be, you know, I want to treat you guys like human beings, and I want to be treated like a human being. So that's why for Greg here, glad Friday's draft didn't ruin the daily drafts. No. Support daily drafts versus the flock. He wouldn't do them. Number one, he wouldn't do them because he's scared. He's ducking me. And number two, it's like, he's too big and he knows that, you know, we've poked a lot of fun in the past. We've had some fun in at the flock's behalf. This point is Kamara locked return to NO after all the cut chatter. So it seems like it. That's part of why I'm willing to take him at this ADP. He basically, like, they're capped out. They can't make a move. If they were going to make a move, the time to do it was around when that Mixon move was made. Like, that's, you know, if you're going to give this guy any courtesy and treat things like a normal team would. So Kamara coming back is this thing. The bad news for Kamara, he had, like, no juice left last year. Some Kamara stats just for funsies. Actually, a positive EPA receiver still, and frankly, not as bad in rushing EPA. Negative 0.01 rushing EPA, 0.04 EPA per pass. Those numbers are actually better than I would have thought. Really bad avoided tackle rate, though. 7.8% avoided tackle rate. We're talking about lower than Joe Mixon. We're actually talking lower than Desmond Ridder for me looking at my sheet right now. So that's not what you want to see from Kamara at this stage of the game. But, you know, the will, the workload's there. I still think Kendre Miller is going to take more of a workload this year. And Kendre Miller, a more explosive back at this point. For comparison, Kendre last year. Kendre, worse as a rusher, negative 0.1 EPA compared to a negative 0.01. But a 0.4 EPA in the pass game, a 17% avoided tackle rate. Targeted pretty well when running a route, 24% of the time there. So I think Kendre takes some work away. But, you know, we'll see. Line of scrimmage here, leaping up for Zach Moss. That is one of the frothiest prices I have seen about Zach Moss. Tyler, actually, that's why I've started taking or being more open to Kamara. I'm not a fan, but pretty good. Not a hater, but stocking up, I told you so's on Saquon. What I told you so's, he's still not talented. Like, he showed it last year. If you're going to take I told you so's on him going to the Eagles, going and getting a contract that's insane from a normally smart front office, I don't think that's the one to victory lap, personally. But we'll see. It's going to be hard for him to pay off his ADP with a lot of younger, talented guys and a QB who people think the push is going away. I don't think it's going away. I just think it's going to be less deliberate design runs because Kellen Moore just didn't do that enough last year. And he should have for Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert can actually move, but he didn't. But yeah, like, I don't think the I told you so on Saquon is the move, man. He's got a luck box good games, like Miles Sanders luck box good games, like DeAndre Swift, maybe less so of a luck box, but still, you know, game flow to good games. That's where he's going to have success. It's not going to be his own talent. As we've seen the results on that for a couple of years in a row now. What's the deal, Jamal Williams? Mitch, I don't think you watch enough streams, man. We've done this a literal million times. He's not one of the best running back prospects and hasn't been for like 5 years. 1250. Why is Jacoby Myers the one hanging around? I like Brian Robinson. Do you think I need to get a few more shares of Zamir White? And I will take one here. I'll take one here. Not going to keep scooping discounts. I've been pretty out on Eckler. Just I think that there's enough things I've seen about Washington and their intent to use Brian Robinson that I just think that, as I've mentioned many times here, Robinson should flip Eckler, but that's it. Anyway, Saquon last year, just for Mitch's sake, and I'll treat it nicely here. So here's why I don't like Saquon, Mitch. Negative 0.2 EPA per rush is objectively very bad. Negative 0.2 EPA per pass is also objectively very bad. 11% avoided tackle rate, also objectively very bad. What he did do well is he got some red zone work. Not at a McCaffrey level, got 2.9 red zone rushes a game, 0.4 red zone targets a game. Still wasn't good. You're going to blame the offense. He also was this bad the year before last in an offense that made the playoffs, that was one that was theoretically ascendant. Saquon's just not that guy. It's okay that he's not that guy, but you, as somebody who's hopefully smart about the stuff, shouldn't keep going in with the priors from when he lit up my USC team at the Rose Bowl a couple years ago. He's not been the same dude for a while now. He's getting older. So it's just a lot of things here where the willfulness of the getting him the ball is the main thing. His own ability to make the most out of plays, it's not there. If it was there, he would have been doing it last year. And there were games too where the Giants were going off, and Saquon had a few good games because Tommy DeVito is like feeding him 10 targets in a game, and there was one game where he got 40 touches in a game. But like, these are absolute outliers. So if it takes you having these absolute outliers to have success, you're just not that dude anymore. So it's okay. It's like, it's fine. It's a mix. Anything in fantasy football is a mix of situation plus the guy's talent. Saquon's getting a really good situation. The talent, though, is kind of ass. So that's it. We won't throw that slinging arrows. We're explaining to Mitch kindly, and if Mitch starts lashing out, then we know. but no, look, that's what I'll try to do. I'll explain it, you know, the way that I see it. We got Stroud, Kamara, Pollard, White. Still need more running backs here with this definitely wide receiver heavy start. Some point we do need to go back to wide receiver, though. But honestly, I am still happy to take Brian Robinson here. I was thinking about taking him at the last spot. Brian Robinson at 102 feels, or 113 with a 102 ADP feels great. So I'm happy with the team. Stroud, Kamara, Pollard, White, Zamir White, of course, Brian Robinson, a running back, wide receiver, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Nico Collins, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp, and Calvin Ridley, a wide receiver. We're going to have to stick tight end. We're going to have to stick that second QB, but I think this build is really strong. Very happy with this build. No reason Saquon should be going two rounds ahead of Jacobs, Henry, ATN, Cook, Pacheco. I agree. Saquon is more, he's more like a Jacobs and Henry. Yes, that I would agree with. But Henry, we've seen get taken at 18, like including yesterday. So I think that to me, where Jacobs is going right now is probably the price tag, probably the correct price tag for Saquon and Henry as well. Okay, Mitch, thank you, bud. Are you doing like sarcasm here? You draft Saquon, I'll draft what I draft. We'll see who's doing better at the end. I know it's going to be me, but I appreciate your confidence. People come in here and think you're just talking to somebody who has been in the finals the last couple of years. And even last year, we're getting hemorrhaged. Literally the last 2 years, getting murdered by injuries on some of my highest exposed players. So you can think whatever you want. I hope it works out for you. That's always gonna be the case. And that's the thing too, is like, look, Saquon could be terrible for 16 weeks, and for week 17, that's the one where the Eagles go up 4 touchdowns and he punches in 4 of them. It's gonna be it. I'm excited to win barbecue as well. Actually, one of our probably signups I saw is apparently in like a very works for like a very good barbecue place in Georgia. My CTO lives in Atlanta, my best friend Edgar. And we were like, oh shit, that's really cool that a guy who's like is very good at barbecue is paying for probably. These are the little joys we get out of life. I love BBQ too. See Jacobs go up to early second round. You used to get him at 60 daily. Yeah, that's how that's you working it well, Jay. Look, I think that's the main thing here is if you were buying Mixon, if you were buying Henry in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, I think Mixon was more in the 70s and 80s. You're making good plays. Ultimately, though, that's the risk profile of it all, where Mixon could have also been a guy that ended up without a job. Like, he could have been in that Kareem Hunt situation. Instead, he got the best possible outcome for himself. So you kind of have to balance that risk stuff. But obviously, as we know more information, you take these guys where they want. Still wouldn't go reaching like crazy, like we've seen people do for Derrick Henry. Like, you shouldn't be taking Henry in the 15s now when he's been going in the 50s, 60s, sometimes 70s for 60% of this draft. But neither here nor there. Let's see. Biggest winners in basketball have used objective metrics. Maybe not Liam. That's also true. But, look, hey, Mitch can believe whatever he wants. You guys, I hope you believe whatever you want. Ultimately, there's data and opportunity and all that, and ADP are the main things that matter. Yeah, for every guy you were buying, there's a Tony Pollard outcome. That's true. Though Tony Pollard came up a little bit, but obviously was not a nut run out for him, getting a guy with the exact same skill set in the backfield with him. But we will see. Pick coming up here, 1450. Again, we have to hit tight end at some point. I think Schultz already went, right? Schultz now goes at 120. Where did Schultz go? Did he go really high? Where the fuck did they take Schultz? They took Schultz at 94? Oh, man. Fuck off, Juchette. That's a bad pick. All right, well, would have been nice to have a shot at Schultz at a normal ADP. Not going to have that. Just keep fucking taking Jaden Daniels. We don't really have a logical correlation with Jaden Daniels at this point. I'm going to take my guy Jerome Ford here. Want to solidify running back because I do feel good about that 5 wide receiver base. So that's what I'm going to go with here. Team so far, CJ Stroud, Alvin Kamara, Tony Pollard, Zamir White, Brian Robinson, Jerome Ford, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Nico Collins, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp, and Calvin Ridley is it. Sorry, didn't take a wide receiver. So sorry, no lad for me. Gonna do a biggest board? No, not planning on doing any other different tournaments right now. I'm just gonna get as many entries on the big board as possible here. And again, I'm watching my bankroll because I'd be doing streams every day, and I want to max out BBM still this year, no matter what my financial situation is with this paying for a startup. So that, but hopefully we'll be back on normal money soon. Now we know this is the brand. I'm not going to be happy if I don't take Ladd McConkey. If he comes back, I'll take him. But I don't think he's going to come back. Quentin Johnson up to 132 here. Where did Mike Williams go? Just to close the loop on that. Mike Williams didn't come up. 112. I think that's a reasonable price tag for Mike Williams, to be honest. Biggest board advancement structure is nice. I did the Dalmatian last year, and I did there was one other tournament that was a little bit more pricey. I just focus on the main tournaments. Like, I really don't want to even do puppies this year if I can avoid it. Just because like there's only so many good teams you build, I feel like, and people might disagree. And honestly, I might even disagree if you are a person that's putting in 1,000 entries or you're paying attention to every single one. But I really just want to make like 150 really good, full paying attention kind of teams for everything. As opposed to last year, I was kind of multi-tabling some drafts, doing that. And I also want to be able to do, like, I'll do the one a day on stream, but I want to push a lot of my drafts towards end of August. Is kind of my main goal in terms of the approach right now. Yeah, Tua floating around. I have no correlation with him. But who knows? I did promise to take Ladd. Oh, Ladd's gone. I guess I can't take Ladd. I do like Charbonnet as an RB6, and then we could have some fun wide receiver stuff late, which would work for me. I think I'm just gonna. Is Charbonnet a better pick or Gus Edwards at this point? I'm going Charbonnet. God, no, yeah. Sorry, I told you, I would have taken Ladd if he had fallen to me. But no, we go Charbonnet instead. RB6 here, a 1650. Al wants Gus. I'd rather take, I mean, look, it's both ambiguous backfield situations. Gus did get an okay contract, but Gus is almost 30, and, you know, I'd rather take a shot on a guy that I think a little bit, obviously a lot younger, and also an ambiguous backfield situation coming in with new coaching staff. So team so far, C.J. Stroud, Alvin Kamara, Tony Pollard, Zamir White, Brian Robinson Jr., Jerome Ford, Zach Charbonnet, probably one of the better zero RB rooms I've had in a while. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Nico Collins, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp, Calvin Ridley, and we're going to have to make up a tight end. But I like the build. Oh, look at this team, by the way. Green, 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 purple. Or wait, I'm going the wrong way. Yellow, 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 purple, yellow, green, 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 green. Which I think is how you do this if you're going to try to make your extreme zero RB runs work. But I like that run for me. I think this team makes a lot of sense. Probably it for me until late July/August. See, yeah, I'm still going to draft. Obviously, I'm going to be doing drafts every day. That's the promise here. I'm going to be doing drafts whenever they're out. But I do want to keep my volume steadily at like the one a day here. So you're going to be getting most of my entries here on stream this year. And then once it gets to August and, you know, whatever, then there'll be, you know, a little bit more craziness. Probably some marathon streams here for me too. Pissing on Barney makes the grass grow. we did piss on Barney and the grass has grown. Though Baby Bop was also green, right, on Barney? So you piss on Barney and then Baby Bop comes out, does a little dance. My colorblind thought wide receivers are orange. They are more orange on Underdog, but I think on other platforms, historically, they were yellow. So people just go with the pissing / yellow. Oh, here we go. In a cool down period, get my fix watching every morning with the Squirt Squad. I appreciate that. I think, you know, we've talked about it before, the balance of mental health plus bankroll plus all of that. It's all personal. It's all your, you know, your own choice. Guys like Eagles out there can draft and max out every tournament and keep themselves, you know, fresh theoretically to do it, or at least to keep enough entries plus EV. That's impressive for me. You know, I noticed that if I'm doing puppies and I'm doing BBM, I kind of felt like my entries were getting a little bit less focused and I kind of just throwing shit against the wall. Tua at 145 is fundamentally not correct. Guy who took him has no Miami, but I guess just had to end the run. Juchette here, if they weren't bad at managing ADPs, could have taken Tua instead of a lot of other things here, but oh well. They take people like Hollywood and Jacobs isn't valuable anymore. In this particular draft, it's not, but you have more information about guys after the combine and stuff. So if you're taking Jacobs, you're taking Henry at their new ADPs, you're taking, you know, Marquise Brown at his new ADP, you want to be pairing that with things that, you know, take advantage of what is reflective of the current time frame. Whereas people who are getting him at discounts, let's say they were very into Bucky Irving, like, you know, and were taking him in earlier, like very into Audrey Guest, all the guys that I like that came down because they did not have the great RAS profiles that we want to see. But that's, you know, I think what you're trying to do is like, you're trying to then add in a Jalen Wright. You're trying to add in like, who is a big combine? You're trying to add in your Lads and your Roman Wilsons and those guys who are combine winners. Maybe no Malachi Corley, because Malachi Corley was a pre-combine guy, not a post-combine guy. So I think that's what you're trying to do for the most part. Obviously the free agent stuff, layering that, texturing that in as well. But that's the main thing here is like, they're just going to be different teams. But I agree that like a lot of people are going to do it stupidly where they take Marquise Brown and then they're taking guys like that aren't actually adding value to the reflection of drafting at this time. And that's a big thing there. It's not dead. We're not dead yet on Estime. Estime's still going to be the guy who like wins over a lot of coaches with film. So that's the main thing I would be clinging to right now. Xavier Leggett here feels pretty good. I'm not going to pass this up. We need a wide receiver 6. He is one of my favorite late wide receiver picks. And normally in a splash play room, we do not get him at a normal ADP. And this is why we're drafting at different times. If you get to see the future like me, you know, have a good combine. Look, I mean, you got Ladd. I don't know what else he got right. You got Ladd, right? But yes, you can forever put that one on your mantle. Take it with you. But yeah, like the main thing here that I think, you know, in general is that people who did take advantage of whatever discounts, they had to build perfect teams around that that could withstand all the new information that comes in. And people that are drafting now have to build teams that take full advantage of the information they have that you didn't have before. So that'd be the summary point, I would think, for it. But, you know, you can luck box whatever. In best ball, you can always luck box whatever. But obviously, then you're playing more of a, you know, a 20-leg parlay than you're playing an actual team. Build those post-FA climbers in structurally. Yeah, there you go. Same guys that are maybe undervalued because of news items that we have now as well. Like Brendan Rice, I still think greatly undervalued for a guy that had a combine that showed just enough for what you can add to his analytic profile. But because everything was so frothy with the combine, Brendan Rice didn't get steamed up because he wasn't as good of an athlete as Roman Wilson, even as a Tez Walker. So I think that's where there's still a little bit of value, but you know, still speculative value, obviously. I would have been happy to take Michael Mayer as my first tight end, but he goes to this guy in the 11 hole who needed a third tight end when he has Laporta and Ingram. Not the best use of tight end capital for that guy, but it is what it is. We're not going to get every guy, which is fine. We're not having people taking deliberately the guys that we need to get. Sean Watson at 158 for this guy as well. Takes him with no correlation. Team in the 11 hole, not doing a lot for me. I feel like the 3 hole and the 11 hole, objectively not great drafts, even though they've had moments where it looked like it was going to be okay. But I would say these two would be the ones that I think are not drafting the most plus EV. 1660. Going to go Drake May here for QB2. Actually, no, we have Baker. We have Mike Evans to take Baker. I think Drake May is probably the better play, but we have the bet on Mike Evans, which inherently is going to be a bet on Baker. So let's take that one. Team so far, CJ Stroud, Baker Mayfield, Alvin Kamara, Tony Pollard, Zamir White, Brian Robinson, Jerome Ford, Zach Charbonnet, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Nico Collins, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp, Calvin Ridley, Xavier Leggett. We need three tight ends late, but I think I know what I want to do with that, and we'll see if I can pull it off. Thoughts on Jermaine Burton? Not a lot. I think it's kind of like we talked about with QBs where, I think it was Jaden, our guy, was talking about Spencer Rattler yesterday. It's like the other guys above Burton are so good. Why are you trying to force Burton to be a thing? I think a lot of these guys, like Javon Baker, kind of the same thing to a lesser extent too. I don't know. I'm just like these guys that I think some people fall in love with. You have to acknowledge the market and you have to acknowledge the fact that, you know, like just as an example at wide receiver, like there are 16 guys who showed enough athleticism to be like viable at draft capital in the draft. So at that point, it's like if you're trying to make a case for Malachi Corley, when you order even Jacob Cowing, and it's like there are so many better athletes who are bigger, who play at better areas of the field. Why are you trying to force, you know, Javon Baker, Jacob Cowing quite as much? I think that's the main thing for me. Jamari Thrash is another one that people have tried to force. Just look at the guys who were like good and who were going to get the most draft capital. And I think focus on them. If you want to take some flyers on like a Burton, you can go ahead. It's just, I think it's diminishing returns for a lot of these guys, like the Rattlers, like the Burtons, even like Javon Baker. Yeah. But that's me. I think Rattler's a chance, have a really good NFL career. But Daddy, yeah, look, he can have an okay career. It's just you shouldn't be treating him like the top five. And that includes Bo Nix. You shouldn't be treating him like Daniels, like Caleb Williams, like May, like Nix, like McCarthy, because those guys are like legit QBs. Rattler is a project. I think Rattler's like a Christian Hackenberg style project. And maybe you get the good side of that, but maybe you get the Christian Hackenberg side of that. And that would not be good. 18th to 20th round, Pearsall. Yeah, Pearsall is one of those guys. Again, very good combine. He and Tez Walker, I think, are the two that never really caught the full steam up. But those guys, great athletes, even though, in particular for Tez, a lot of questions about Tez. Because he was just the beneficiary of Drake May throwing downfield over and over and over again. And, for guys like, Mitch earlier, like, that's the thing of situation versus talent. It's like, Tez got really good situation. He now has the athletic profile. The analytics weren't there, so the hope is that the opportunity that he can get himself and the athletic profile lead to him having an analytic breakout. But when you're an RB who's been a negative in analytics for 3 years in a row, it's not likely to turn around. Big on Burton too. Okay. I there's so many guys. There's so many guys here. Like I didn't even include Taj Washington in that list, and I think he's actually good. I just don't think you can have this many guys be good in one draft, personally. You can't have this many guys be good in one draft, so you should be focusing on the guys that, like, we know for sure are going to be good, excuse me, and get the draft capital that they have to get. But that's, you know, that's me obviously talking from my perspective. You may have your own. Jermaine Burton didn't even qualify in top 200 receivers in terms of targets, which is, again, a red flag. You can dig in more and try to find a case for that, but like you have to earn targets at a really high level to justify a lot of the draft capital you're going to get. Neil asking the rookie and sophomore question. I'm not doing it because I think it's a player picking tournament, but obviously maybe Neil wants to do it. I think that's okay. Let's see. Pick coming up here at some point, I assume. All right, 2660. Wouldn't mind taking Will Levis with the bet that we have on Tennessee here, but I think we need to get tight end first, and Jonnu Smith is maybe one guy who can make a leap upward, so I will take Jonnu here. The big playability is there. I don't think the floor is going to be there game to game, but I need tight ends desperately. Probably at least a three tight end build, if not a four tight end build, so we're going to do that. Dylan really wants to know what I think of the Puka Williams stack. Fine. It's probably going to be kind of the equivalent of an Amon-Ra CeeDee Lamb stack last year. That's one that people will take on the turn when it's there. But it's fine. If you can get it, it's fine. This is going to be a pretty chalky one because you can have people who get one faller and then reach for Kyren. You also have the natural alignment here of that just happening with a 9 and 16 ADP. So it's going to be chalky, but it might not be chalky by the time this tournament closes. So you can take it. And I like both players. Still have concerns about the Rams overall. So fucking Fitz takes Levis too for his QB3. Does he at least have any correlation? No correlation again. Whatever. At least Fitz isn't in the room here. At least Fitz is not in the chat. So I can't berate him. That's not good. Just really bad team building in the 12 hole or in the 11 hole, excuse me, in the 3 hole. But it's okay. It's okay. It's all right. The bet we have is that Baker and Shroud will beat Levis come week 17, which obviously bet pretty comfortable making. You ever not draft players because you dislike them as a person? So I feel about Jermaine Burton. No. I mean, I took Deshaun Watson and he's probably the most live case. Joe Mixon too, I think, is an objectively not great person. Tyreek Hill is also, frankly, a not great person too. He got accused of like putting a cigarette out in his baby mama. Like, not great people around in a lot of different spots. But for me, whatever. They're athletes, you know, a lot of bad things that go with that culture. Like, if you start not taking guys because of that, you're going to end up not taking a lot of guys. Same thing like injury stuff, where it's like people last year were going, I'm not taking Cooper Kupp because of the hamstring thing, but I'll take Keenan Allen. And Keenan Allen obviously was great to start the year, didn't end up playing the back half of the year because he had an injury and I didn't want to get back out there. I'm also going to take Juwan Johnson here, a little bit more of a New Orleans bet for myself. And we'll see what we get on the way back. But a 2662 here. Quick read of the team. CJ Stroud and Baker Mayfield at QB. Alvin Kamara, Tony Pollard, Zamir White, Brian Robinson, Jerome Ford, Zach Charbonnet. Probably don't need a seventh running back, though we could take one here. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Nico Collins, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp, Calvin Ridley, Xavier Leggett, and a tight end, Jonnu Smith and Juwan Johnson. Tight end's obviously the weakest part, but tight end's the weakest position anyway, so I'm all right with this. Treylon Burks, good pick in the 19th, 20th rounds. I've warmed on it. Obviously, I think it was a better pick before Ridley came in. Still an okay pick. You're just making a bet that that offense is going to have a lot more pass volume. I mean, inherently, I think that a bet on Treylon Burks at that range should probably go hand in hand with a bet on at least one of Ridley and Hopkins. But, you know, because you're making a bet on that offense just being a great passing offense this year when it was not last year, which is an okay bet to make because everything's different. As we talked about, new coaches, new situation, new receivers being added, entirely new approach there. So I think it's okay to do that, but you should make it a Tennessee bet because if Burks is going to hit, like Tennessee kind of has to hit. Red Spag get drafted in the basketball influencer draft. I think I'm a first rounder. Probably not top five. Maybe top five. Depends who the GM is. Depends who's making the call. I would draft Karl Malone if I thought he'd win BBM. Are we going to say he's the worst of the worst? I'd draft R. Kelly if he were in BBM. I don't know. How deep do we want to go? I'd draft Charles Manson if he were in BBM. I don't know what position he would play. He'd have to be like a slot receiver, maybe like a Dylan Labbe type at best. But I'd draft him. Who am I? I'm just a guy trying to gamble. You're already doing a sin thing or a historical sin thing anyway. Why are we going to draw the line at guy's character? Charles Manson clutch out of the backfield. He really knifes his way through through the defense. Get him on some power runs, some zone runs. He's cutting left and right. He's making it work. Cutting right into the hole. That's what he's doing. There was some guy I saw on Reddit, or I think it was on r/Tinder or something, somebody posting this as a profile. And on their Tinder profile, they posted that they have like sleeve leg tattoos of famous serial killers, including Ted Bundy, Charles Manson, who's the other? John Wayne Gacy. I think, I don't ever want a serial killer clown tattooed on me, like real two double whammies for me there. I don't want a clown and I don't want a serial killer. But point being, you know. I draft players that could show me the symbol on Spags hat. Yeah, that's the money. It's the money here. We all about that paper here. If you like YouTube channels that are about that paper, get in the slash play. JJ McCarthy going to Falcor here at 197. Nice pick for him, especially if he's got any Vikings. He does not have any Vikings, I don't think. Really think that the bets I'd be making right now are Caleb to Bears, Jaden to Commanders. Also, this fucker Juchet took Sinnott at one. Like, come on, man. Juchet is ruining this draft for me without even being a regular. In my head, Noah Brown's here. Noah Brown back to Houston. Do you think they can upgrade that wide receiver 3 spot? But at this point, we'll take him 2672 build with our bet on Stroud. And I would have been willing to take Derek Carr on the way back for my New Orleans bet, but he is gone. Oh, I don't even know if I want to read this. I feel like once you evoke the H word, Mr. AH, we got in trouble. But Hitler can really command a defense is the chat. I don't agree with that. better as an artist. Maybe a good play caller. Best play ever, Manson going up the middle and getting lit up by a 250-pound linebacker. Sure. Well, umpiring yesterday, I got Chunk, of course, an umpire. First baseman told me they nicknamed the pitcher Trevor Bauer. Never been a statement more worthy of a follow-up question. Yeah, I mean, Bauer, I saw on the Barstool Reddit that Bauer, got hit by one of their fucking content mooks, so I don't know. But, got lit up by one of their guys who was just, I don't even think it was a college baseball player, unless I don't really follow the guys who weren't there when I was there that closely. Bauer is just gone, man. That guy really... a ruined career, because I remember back when I was doing MLB DFS content on the daily, and Bauer was like one of those aces he would just load up on every single time. It was like him and Scherzer and who's the guy who doesn't play anymore for the Sox? Chris Sale. Glory days of MLB DFS, which I might be doing again this year, honestly. I love that you guys are really showing up for the serial killer bit. John Wayne Gacy, I think, would be more of an O-lineman. The quarterback, if we're going to do this, the quarterback would be Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy is the cerebral one. And also, good looking relative to serial killers. That kind of fits the QB theme. Chris Sale's on the Braves, but is he healthy now? Is he still does he still have the juice? Because he was one of those guys with pre the spin rate crackdown stuff. But he had high avoided contact rates, really good stuff. Swing strike rate is the big one that I'd always look at pretty closely for baseball. All right, we'll deviate from the serial killer talk and the Chris Sale talk. If I'm asking this correctly, what do you value more, current ADP or closing ADP? You believe a guy should be pick 15, but it's currently a pick 30. Is that reaching? Yes. You don't want to take a guy, just because you guys think a guy's at 15, I don't think you take him at 15. You know he's at 15, and then you take him at 8, 28 or something, but to get ahead of somebody. But yeah, I think the market ADP is the most important part, but being aware of how they should move and could move is the main thing you should be doing for yourself. It's part of the draft, is not my favorite. Wouldn't mind Tank as an RB7, but I think Gesicki as tight end 3 probably, we can get a scumbag tight end as as my third tight end late. I'm really going to lock up running back here with my RB7. And I think for the last two rounds, one more tight end, one more wide receiver, and we're going to be good to go here. So a 2772 through 18 rounds, CJ Stroud, Baker Mayfield at QB. Running back, the deepest RB room I think I've drafted on stream this year, excluding first round talent. Alvin Kamara, Tony Pollard, Zamir White, Brian Robinson, Jerome Ford, Zach Charbonnet, and Tank Bigsby at running back. At wide receiver, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Nico Collins, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp, Calvin Ridley, Xavier Leggett, and Noah Brown. The tight end, Johnny Smith and Juwan Johnson. Tight end is the issue for sure, but we can escape with that tight end room. Can't believe Snell went to the Giants. Great park for him to go to. Tell you what, if you're going to preserve, you're going to preserve your contract value moving forward after you didn't get the big, huge money deal you're looking for, going to San Francisco, probably one of the wisest moves you can make, because that park's going to keep that ball in. Dart throws on Chig this season. Getting real tight for him. I would if you're making a Tennessee bet, especially if you can get Levis, but that didn't align for me here. But I was thinking about Chig for my tight end three, so I'm not opposed. But he, you know, we saw it last year. It's like I mentioned on streams all throughout last summer, the best Chig games when Burks was out. And then, you know, then Burks was back in, and then the offense also got worse. So Chig kind of got hit on both sides. But like, he needs to be a focal point of an offense. And now you add in Ridley, you still have Burks, you still have Hopkins, and then you also have the running backs who probably deserve some targets too. It's not a great scene for Chig, but he can give you spike weeks, especially if we're gonna see Levis like unload the cannon like he did last year and take, you know, 5-6 deep shots a game. Chig can get one of them, but I think the floor is not great. He's got to be like your tight end three. Chance I could do a quick team rundown again. I'll do it after I make this pick. Not Benny Snell, no. The other Snell, the Blake Snell. Benny Snell is not converted to being a reliable pitcher, unfortunately. He was also not a reliable running back, so he had that going for him too. All right, last two picks here, guys. If you're watching live, please do hit that like button down below. Subscribe to, again, Splash Plan that March to 4K subs, 5K subs. And this is my full-time job along with working on Probably. So your support really does matter a lot here. Hitting the like button matters a lot. Subscribing matters a lot. Just helping us keep building these numbers up to make it something worthwhile here that I can expand and build upon. That is the goal here. So please do subscribe. And also, have to point out, NBA slate again today, $4.150 max. I will be in those streets once again. So using the stochastic tools and part of their data, I used their minutes and then build my own projections. But stochastic, best way to reliably build lineups, best way as well for a late swap night like it's going to be tonight, to make quick swaps and make sure you do that too, because I got fucked really bad by not swapping off O'Shea Brissett last week because I was doing, or not last week, on Monday, because I was doing baby stuff. So make sure you're paying attention. But stochastic tools, 15% off with the promo code SPLASH, or check the link in the description. And of course, Underdog as well. Double your deposit up to $100 on there. They're the sponsor of the show, and they do it happily. All right, so we still have Gesicki here. I don't mind this. Gesicki was going to be my pick at the last one, and he'll be instead my tight end three here. Hopefully, a better version of Tanner Hudson is a bet on Gesicki, but that's really nothing too exciting. Missed out on Cade Otton. Missed out on Dalton Schultz because he went 30 picks ahead of ADP. So we got what we got at tight end, I guess. And frankly, with the wide receivers I have and the running backs I have, you could make the case that this is a four tight end build, and it might be for me. But I do see some wide receivers I wouldn't mind. Would not mind A.T. Perry. Would not mind Brendan Rice. Probably about it. Johnny Wilson, I don't mind. I have no read on where his draft capital is going to be. Kind of feel like he's a little bit of a Darnell Washington where the analytics look good, but because of his size, I don't know that he can ever be a full workload guy. But these are some guys that I'd be willing to take at this point. Just to flag them. Not Greg's favorite draft, so I probably just won. Hey, that's always the attitude. Babies are minus EV. They are. Downloaded probably today. Hey, use that promo code SPLASH, Adam. Get a paying membership here. The more the merrier on there. But check it out again for March Madness tomorrow, especially. Just sorting probably score bets. Any bet over a two is good to go. That's 12 to 20% ROI. Back tested across all of our bets. And then for over a four is what I use for everything for content for probably score. So check it out. But shout out to Adam. Appreciate you checking it out. Calvin Ossoff, any play in him this season? I don't think so. It seems like they want to add somebody else there. You could make the bet that they don't, but does seem like a lot of will for them. Have to imagine that either in trade or in the draft, they're going to get somebody. But the fact they're being linked to Mike Williams, the fact they're being linked to Ayuk, the fact they're being linked to other guys who could be traded is not a great sign for that holding as is. And frankly, same thing for Pickens. Like Pickens, he could still take it 50, but like his ADP is reflecting Johnson being moved, Deontay Johnson being moved. I don't think he's going to hold as the unquestioned wide receiver one forever. Probably going to be a situation where they bring in a 1B or a straight number two. Any chance you could do a video on how to use your analytics metrics? I've done it before on video, but let me make my pick here and let me think about that. I'm happy to take Davis Allen, who I do like a lot as a fourth tight end. Darren Waller probably shouldn't be free in the chance that he doesn't retire. But with this team being as good as it is, I really do want to stick the landing and make sure I don't blow tight end. I think Davis Allen is still a good pick there, even with them signing signing fucking Parkinson. Every time I have to think, like, is it Disley or Parkinson until the season starts? But it is, in fact, Parkinson going to the Rams. So the final team here, C.J. Stroud and Baker Mayfield. Running back, Alvin Kamara, Tony Pollard, Zamir White, Brian Robinson Jr., Jerome Ford, Zach Charbonnet, and Tank Bigsby. So deep at running back, especially for a zero RB team. Amon Ross, St. Brown, Nico Collins, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp, Calvin Ridley, Xavier Leggett, and Noah Brown. So we got the Houston correlation. One little correlation with Baker, but frankly, do I want Chris Godwin at his ADP? No. Trey Palmer, I could have taken for more correlation, but we didn't. And a tight end, because we started tight end so late at pick 176. We did go with four here. Jonnu Smith, Juwan Johnson, Mike Gesicki, Davis Allen is the team. For analytics, I look at, so EPA is the biggest one because it tells you basically how much above average or below average a player performs, how much they're adding value to a team scoring points and in the team in position to score points. That's the main one. For other checks and balances, target per out run is a big one. I don't use yards per out run that much, but it's a good reflection point. But earning targets is a big thing. A dot for receivers is a big one for me as well. But the EPA metrics, really the biggest thing, especially for QBs. QBs being able to produce above average at every level is what got me on Stroud last year. The running and the willfulness of deep throws is what got me on AR last year. So for this year, guys, that fit that stuff. Jaden Daniels, I talked about, is a combo of AR and Stroud in terms of what I see. And then some of the other guys here just being efficient in terms of EPA. Caleb Williams is that. Drake May is that. McCarthy is that. Bo Nix is that. Penix is the least of that, though. Penix apparently rumored now to be going to the Raiders. One of the mock drafts that are big out there. So Penix might be a guy to watch. I'm still not comfortable taking him because I don't think he's that talented personally. See anything else here? Let me add some X leg. Yeah, I love Xavier Leggett too. And I drunk drafted Darnell Washington around 20 the other night. Season 2 breakout. He's the Jonnu Smith. So Pat Freiermuth, Kyle Pitts. So you got that going for you. But another draft in the books here. Good one with some good regulars here. I got Charlie takes Darren Waller to close out the draft. Good to see that one. Appreciate all you guys being here though. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and that like button before you go. Again, new drafts every day, Monday to Friday at 11 a.m. And as you guys see, look, I'll give you my takes. Even if I really disagree with you or even the vibes you're putting out there, I'll give you the take and you can do what you want with it. But that's what we do here on Splash Play. We look at the numbers. We make good drafts. We try to build game theory optimal teams. That's the goal here every day. So subscribe down below, hit that like button, leave a comment, and there'll be nothing that prepares you better for the fantasy football run when the season actually starts in 5 months. We're going to be there. Underdog, promo code Splash on there to double your deposit. Stochastic, 15% off with the promo code Splash. I'll be playing the NBA tournament today. I know you should too, so do it along with me with the promo code there, Splash on Stochastic. And Probably is my baby. 7-day free trial in the App Store, and if you leave 5 stars and a review for Probably, you'll also be entered to win a guest hosting spot on Splash Play. And you get your takes off then. You can say whatever the fuck you want on here if you are a guest host, unless you're just going to be an asshole entirely. Then I'll just... And then you forfeit the giveaway. But for the most part here, that's the goal here. So check the pinned comment down below if you want to leave 5 stars interview for Probably. It helps me out, and you get that guest hosting spot on here as well. Shout out to all these fine folks, plus our guy Jason, who I've not added to the sheet yet, but these people have joined the channel. They're going to have access to the new Deposit Kingdom channel as well for Splash Play. That is just for the Squirt Squad, just for the members here on the channel. So that's exciting to be on there. So have to figure out how to tell you guys how to do that, I guess, is the other thing left. But I'm going to work. I'll text with Pete and figure that out after the stream. But hit that join button now below, $4.99 a month. Great way to support the show here and help me turn this into an actual viable business that we can have do some stuff that'll be fun. And also, hey, game responsibly, right? Don't draft Saquon at pick 12. That's it. Follow me at Chris Spags. Follow the show at Splash Play Pod. Come back tomorrow for another draft. Thursday draft should be a fun one. I'll see you guys then. And of course, enjoy your days and good luck. Bye.